Hi guys, it is Margot. Welcome back to Working Title. I'm so glad that you guys are here. And I think this is going to be a nice, cozy episode. So whether you are doing some errands around the house, that's really mostly when I listen to podcasts, especially since moving to a studio a couple of years ago, I constantly have podcasts on. Actually, maybe I should share some of my podcast recommendations. I'll do that in a second. But yeah, I mostly listen to podcasts when I'm just in my apartment. And I just have it on loud when I'm like walking around, especially because it's a studio. I can just keep it in one place. Also, there's something about listening to a podcast out of your phone that's just so much better than listening to a podcast on a speaker. I don't know if it's because I'm like conscious that other people can hear the podcast that I'm listening to, but I never, or maybe it's just easier to like hear the pronunciation of things off of a phone speaker. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, whether you're doing some errands around the house or you're on a drive or you're on a walk, or when else do people listen to podcasts? I feel like also podcasts are a very solitary activity. I find that I'm so self-conscious when I introduce people to any kind of media, whether it's music I'm more comfortable with, but movies, podcasts, I never want to be with somebody when I'm recommending a long form piece of content to them, because if they hate it, like I can't enjoy it myself. I'm so aware of if the other person is enjoying what I'm showing to them. So I feel like podcasts are just too important to me to have to figure out if somebody else likes it. But anyways, it's going to be a cozy episode. I just want to talk about a couple things that have been making my life better. And these are all small things. I'm pretty sure all of them, most of them are free, but just kind of like little happy things throughout my day or throughout the season that have been bringing me joy. I think it's especially important with the holidays coming up and the end of year stress with work and yada yada, and like hitting your goals and not hitting your goals, to just find small wins that are exciting and happy and bring you joy. And that's what I want to talk about. And there's also a couple things that have not been the vibe, and I'll get to those at the end, because I think it's always good. If we're going to talk about good things, let's be real and talk about the not so good things as well, which is a big part of my journaling practice as well. And actually, this podcast episode is based off of a journal entry that I did, which is just a list of things that are making my life better and things that are making my life worse. So there's a little prompt for you and a little self promo before we kick off. Also check out No Particular Order for more journaling prompts. We have free prompts on our Instagram, and we have a journal with 201 prompts, which my regret with that is that I think it's too many prompts almost, like, which is a great problem for the consumer to have because you're just getting a ton of value. But as a business owner, I'm like, I easily could have broken that into two journals. There's a lot of prompts in there. So if you're ever looking for a journal, check out No Particular Order. And we are also going to do a promo, the first sale promo, anything that we have done. We are doing free shipping. I'm not sure exactly the dates, so check out the No Particular Order Instagram and website to find the dates. It'll be kind of around like the Black Friday, early December time, but I want to make sure that everyone is able to get their journals for the holidays. And if you've been holding out, now is the time to do it. Okay, now that we have kind of the housekeeping out of the way, let's get into it. The things that are making my life better. So the first one is a no technology walk. And it really is as simple as that, but I want to go a bit deeper because I am shocked that I have never talked about this before. But this is a rule that I established for myself probably 2 or 3 years ago living in New York, that when I'm going on a walk, whether it is because I'm actually using walking as like a mode of transportation to get somewhere, or if I'm just going for a walk after work or in the morning on the weekends to clear my head, I have a very strict no phone policy with myself unless there's something that is really pressing or if it's like the only time that I can talk to somebody on the phone or it's work related, that like it really can't be any other time. I'll still bring my phone with me because I like to use my phone for photos or in case of emergency, especially living in New York. It just feels good to have it on me, and I have now the willpower not to use it, even if it's on me or in my pocket. But especially in New York, there is so much going on. It's like a sensory overload. But even when I'm in Connecticut or, you know, in England, there's just always interesting things to look at and observe and just kind of like be a part of the world. And you cannot do that if you have music or a podcast or you're looking at your screens. I've never been good at sitting down and meditating, but the way that different gurus and teachers and my yoga instructors will talk about how you are just like observing your thoughts and you're not judging them and you're not clinging on to them or trying to change them, but you can just kind of watch your thoughts happen. That phenomenon I'm able to access pretty easily when I'm walking, which I can't do any other time. Like when I'm lying down and trying to meditate or sitting, it's really hard for me to do that and focus. Not that I've put much time or effort into trying to get better at that, but yeah, walking is my form of meditation. It brings me so much peace. When I'm feeling anxious, I'll go for a no technology walk, and it's just the best. Okay. Moving on, something that has been bringing me a lot of joy, probably in this whole past year, has been challenging myself to learn how to cook new things. So I cook at home a ton, especially for living in New York, where I think a lot of people order out and get delivery, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I enjoy cooking and I enjoy grocery shopping and making food. But I find that I fall into these loops of just creating the same recipe over and over. And it's been really fun for me to realize that I have the ability to learn how to make new things and I can get really good at making new things. I think cooking can be super intimidating and cookbooks can be intimidating, and also it can be expensive, like even food at the grocery store with inflation and everything is getting really expensive. So it almost feels safer just to repeat the same things over and over again that you know you're gonna like. Even if it's just one night a week or every other week that you're just trying a new recipe, it can be from a cookbook, it can be from something that you saw on social media and you screenshot the recipe and try it. Something that I'm really excited about is I learned how to cook chicken. I was vegan for 2.5-3 years in college, if you know, you know. And then I was like vegetarian, pescatarian for probably 3 or 4 years. And then only within this past year, I have started eating chicken again. And it was mostly just eating out at restaurants or if my boyfriend made it or my mom or whatever. But I never cooked it for myself. It was really intimidating because I'd never cooked meat for myself, really, because when I went vegan, I was still living at home and my mom is the best and she would make us dinners. So yeah, it's kind of embarrassing that I didn't know how to do this. But probably like 2 months ago, Zan gave me his method, which is basically taking a chicken breast, putting olive oil and whatever seasoning you want. And by the way, guys, Zan, Tori, and I have the keys to potentially a seasoning empire. Zan's godfather, Koi, shout out Koi and Andy if you're listening. Love you guys. But Koi developed this seasoning recipe and has shared it with Zantori, and which is A, such an honor, and B, now Zantori and Koi are trying to figure out if this is something that they can actually start to share with more people and get the recipe developed. But guys, the only reason that they're trying to figure this out is because this seasoning is the best seasoning I have ever had. It's kind of like a rub, but you can truly put it on anything. So chicken, obviously. I was putting it on salmon for a while when I was cooking salmon a lot. You can just put it on rice, like any veggies. You're probably listening to this and you're like, this is extremely unhelpful because you don't even know what it tastes like. I am going to be gatekeeping the seasoning recipe and details just because we might be able to actually bring this to more people. when I say we, it would really be Santori, but I would fully support him because, oh my God, it's so good. Anyways, for the chicken, put whatever seasoning you want. Wrap it in tin foil so it's kind of like wrapped up like a burrito. And then put it in the oven at 425 degrees for anywhere between 25 and 35 minutes. I'll cook it until like I can cut through and it's completely white. I should probably get a meat thermometer. But it's so good. It stays super moist because all of like the juices kind of stay in the tin foil. I'm just really proud of myself that I learned how to make chicken. But even some more exciting things, I taught myself how to do a French omelet, which is kind of like if you're in culinary school. And by the way, I'm not very good at it. I would never dare do this in front of a chef, but it's just a great technique for making an omelet that's so delicious. It's so good. There's so many tutorials on YouTube if you want to try it, but it's just like a super buttery, soft omelet. Oh my God, it's so good. And then I also, my most impressive recipe was I did lobster tails for my whole family, and it was unbelievable. We did them in the oven, I think, which I didn't know that you could do lobster in the oven. But those are just a few of the things that I have made, and it's so fun and it is so rewarding. And it's just, it's also great because then you get to enjoy it when you're done. So whether you live by yourself or with a significant other or roommates, it could be just a fun thing to start doing and just challenging yourself to things that like you're really craving and don't think you have the ability to do, and you will surprise yourself, and it's so fun. Okay, something else that I have been loving is an electric toothbrush. Okay, I'm not going to get into this, but my dentist was like, you have to use an electric toothbrush because my gums, this is so embarrassing, guys, I have receding gums, which is the most unsexy thing I've ever said. I also, just on that note, a bit of a tangent, I've been noticing people's teeth a lot more than I normally would, and it just makes me want to put a lot of effort into upkeeping my teeth because I think it's not something that we think about so much, especially in the grand scheme of like how things are marketed and what you're seeing on TikTok, and everyone's talking about skincare and hair care and blah, blah, blah. We need to be talking about teeth care because A, our teeth are so important. I don't know how I'm talking about this right now, but like, I'm not even saying like get crazy procedures or whatever. Also, the idea that nothing against this if you have them because they look great, like do what you have to do. But thinking about how veneers are put on makes my skin crawl. I'm not even going to go into it because it is very disturbing to me. And from my understanding, it's a mostly aesthetic procedure, so I don't feel horrible saying this. It's also like, do what you got to do. If that's what you want, like if you want to change the look or the shape of your teeth, go be my guest. Anyways, moving on. Okay, the next thing that I've been loving is, oh my God, I was considering gatekeeping this because for a couple of reasons. A, I don't want it to be sold. It already takes a long time to get this. And B, like I kind of want it to be my signature scent. But if everyone smells like this, then I'm going to have a slight issue with making it my signature scent. But the reason I'm fine with not gatekeeping it is because actually if everyone in the world smelled like this, I would be so, so happy. There is this body wash that I found. I actually got it in a PR box, but I was very confused by the PR. So it was just kind of sitting in my apartment for a long time. But it's this brand called Medicube. I don't think it's an American brand. Wait, I want to look this up just to fact check it. Medicube. Oh, is it K Beauty? Oh yeah, it's K Beauty. Korean Beauty. Okay, that kind of makes sense why it's so amazing then. The reason I was confused is because I got this PR package and I was asked to try it out for this partnership, but I was so confused because there is, I think it's a media agency that's called Mediacube, and the branding looks exactly the same. So I was so confused why an agency wanted me to try out skincare products. Anyways, I finally Googled it and realized that it was two completely different things. I needed new body wash, so I dipped into this box and started using it. This body wash smells like my heaven. I have no other words to describe it other than clean. It's not super cheap. Let me just see how much it is on the site because I'm already up. It's the Red Body Wash. It starts at $34. This is something that I use very minimally, and I almost, like, I will use a different body wash in the shower and then just finish before I get out of the shower with like a quick rinse of this so it sticks on my body. In the show notes of this podcast, I'll just link them directly because there's like two or three products that I'm talking about. It also is supposed to have like aesthetic benefits. It's salicylic acid and niacinamide and lactic acid. I'm just such a fan of this stuff. I'm going to see if they describe the scent on this website so you guys can better understand. The scent is, or it says, 5 different natural herb extracts from lavender, thyme, Korean red pine, wild mint, and apple mint. So maybe it's the mint and the pine that smells so clean. God, I'm going to change your guys' life. If you get this, just please send me a DM and let me know what you think. I hope you love it as much as I do. Something else that's bringing me joy is this project that my mom is doing. So I'm not actually really involved in it, but I kind of, I guess I have been up until now and from here until the finish line. My mom is taking it over, but I think it is such a genius idea, and I know it's going to bring the women in our family a lot of joy. And it also brings me joy seeing my mom working on something that feels nostalgic and exciting for her. When we were in England this past summer, when my family came over, which was just so special, but we spent some time in London before heading to the countryside. And in London, we were in Notting Hill, and there is a fabric shop there. I forget the name, top of mind, but I'll put it in the show notes. It is a beautiful fabric shop. They had a ton of these rolls of fabric. I don't know what the technical term is, but they were like 1/2 inch to 2 inches wide. They have beautiful embroidery on them. Some of them are a bit like sparkly. Some just are really beautifully colored. A lot of florals. Just the most beautiful, like kind of like trim, I guess, but it wouldn't necessarily need to be trim. But my mom saw these, and just for some background, when she was growing up, my Nana opened a sewing shop that my mom worked in. That was like her first job, was working in the sewing shop. So it's sewing and fabrics are a very nostalgic thing for her. So she saw these trims or fabrics or whatever you want to call them and immediately had this idea to make belts for the women in my family. So I was with my cousins, and then we picked some out for Zan's mom and my aunts, and my mom got one or two for herself. Since then, so that was this past summer, we've made a couple stops. So we had to measure everyone, make sure that like the sizing was going to be correct. And then my mom's birthday was last week. So she came into the city and we had a little sleepover. But our first stop was going to the Garment District in New York City. And we went to East Coast Trimming, which is an adorable store. Thank you, Harley, for telling me about that store. So we went there and we got some fabrics for the backing. And then we went next door to, I think it's called Pacific Buttons and Trimming. And we got the D-rings to complete the belt. And now my mom is starting to sew. And she's been sending me pictures of like her little workshop now working on them. But I'm really excited for my belt. I'll show you guys the progress. I've also been taking videos of each step of the way. So when it's all done, I'll put together a little TikTok. And yeah, it's just been really fun to have this project that we've kind of been doing together. Selfishly, I'm just very excited for my belt. But it's been just a little fun project that has been bringing me joy. Okay, I'm going to go through pretty quickly some of the other ones because I know I've been spending a long time talking about things that probably didn't require me to talk about them for a long time. I've been starting to listen to some more, like, I keep calling them bro-y podcasts. I don't think they are bro-y podcasts, but I definitely know that podcasts have a certain cliche to them. I don't know if these do, but I've been really enjoying them. And they're just totally outside of the types of podcasts that I listen to. Oh my God, totally told you guys I was going to list out podcasts that I love and I never did. I will do it now. I'm going to start with these more like new to me podcasts. One of them is the Diary of a CEO podcast. I think the host is an amazing phenomenal interviewer. He comes so prepared. He's really good at listening and then adapting questions for their for his guests. And he gets really great guests. So I've been loving The Diary of a CEO. And then I've also been loving the 10% Happier podcast. I think the host there is also really great. And both of those hosts do a good job at being more vulnerable in their questioning. And I think because of that, they get better results in their interviews. Now I'm going to get into some of the other podcasts that I love that I should have talked about earlier, but I just completely forgot. I also have a playlist on Spotify called, I think it's called like My Favorite Podcasts. Other than those, I have been really enjoying the Modern Love podcast. So that's a podcast that's based on a column in the New York Times about love stories, but they're not always traditional love stories and they're not always happy endings. There's a lot of really interesting storytelling that's told through the lens of a love story and what modern love looks like. So I really like the Modern Love podcast. There's a ton of those. Also, you can go back to previous seasons and they're kind of like evergreen. You can listen to them whenever. I have been enjoying the How Long Gone podcast. I guess that's like definitely a bit more bro-y, but fun to listen to and definitely a bit more pop culture-y. Oh my God, you know what podcast I love? But this feels vulnerable to share because it's like kind of weird how I found it. But at one of my last jobs for a cocktail company, one of the Instagram accounts that we were following on the brand account was a podcast because one of the podcasters was friends with one of our founders. I saw that this came up on our feed and I started listening and I'm obsessed. They actually just ended the show, which is really sad, but I understand why they did it. They kind of were just like, we've said what we have to say. We've had the guests that we wanted to bring on. But I should probably tell you what it's called. It's called Having a Night. It's definitely a niche podcast, but it is two women and they basically just talk about like hosting and food and culture around hosting and food. My favorite season was, I think it was season 3. I don't even know. But they did a whole season about the wedding. And I feel like this is just like prime girl talk. Isn't it so fun to talk about like engagement rings and what you want your wedding to be like, even though I have no plans of getting engaged or married anytime soon. But it's just always been such a fun topic of conversation. So it was so fun to listen to these two women who are very smart and kind of like quick and funny talk about their take on their ideal wedding. And I think they had a wedding planner on, but there was a whole season about the wedding. The first episode of that season is called Having a Night Wedding Edition. I just think it's a great listen and I love it. Something else that has been making my life better is pomegranates being in season. I just love pomegranates and I haven't had one in a while. It does make a mess. Never open a pomegranate wearing clothing that you like. I literally stripped down to my underwear today when I was opening my pomegranate. So there's a visual for you. Next, my Kindle. I love my Kindle. I have a Kindle Paperweight. Right now I'm reading Joan Didion, Slouching Towards Bethlehem, which is, are they short essays? I'm clearly not very far into this, but oh my goodness. Okay, I had no idea that they were essays. I thought it was just a book, but I guess it's a collection of essays. I'm on the first one, clearly. And she is just such a genius writer. What I also love with the Kindle is every time I don't know a word, I look it up. You can, if you just like press and hold the word, it shows you the definition. And then I highlight it. And when I finish the book, I go in my journal and I write down all of the highlighted words with the definition. Something I also want to start doing, because another podcast I listen to almost every day is The Daily and or The Journal, which are the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times like daily news podcasts. But I find that I'm listening to these and I'm paying like half attention, which is fine. I'm doing other things when I'm listening. But I want to start just taking a quick recap in my journal because I think it's going to help me actually remember what they were talking about. Because I find a lot of the topics in the podcast come up in conversation, but I forget the details, or I forget like what the gist of the podcast was about, which at that point it's like, why are you even listening to it? One of my goals for this upcoming week is after I listen to any podcast that have any like informational takeaway, just to jot down, even if it's like two or three bullet notes about what the podcast was about. I think that'll just help me remember, because I remember that's how I would study. Next, I'm getting back into making my own coffee and matcha at home. When I'm working from home or I'm like running errands before I'm going, it's just been a nice thing that I'm kind of incorporating back into my routine after a while. I forgot that New York does this because I guess it's been like a year since decor has been a thing. But seeing all of the Halloween and now festive decor around New York in like West Village, Greenwich Village, it's so lovely and cozy, and it just makes me so happy. And when I go on walks, especially at night, oh, I just love it. Something else, I'm going to leave this topic for a future episode because I don't know much about it, but I don't do this in real life, but definitely online. I try to do a lot of people pleasing, and I was talking to my team about this and it started to feel like a therapy session. So I was like, okay, I need to figure this out offline. But I think I'm very conscious of pleasing the masses online. And although I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing of like being aware of what people are sensitive about or things that might offend people and like trying to stay away from that, I obviously never want to offend anyone or make anyone uncomfortable. But I do think that I don't make enough bold decisions because I'm worried about what people are going to think of me and like the judgments that people are going to have on me. I don't have the solution to that. I really need to start therapy. I'm just like really procrastinating the whole finding a therapist and finding one that takes insurance type of, just sounds so boring and horrible. But updates come on that. And maybe this is a good time to segue into the things that have been making my life worse. One of them being online people pleasing. Okay, I just touched on caffeine. I need to stop having caffeine on an empty stomach. It's usually just because the way that my day is kind of formatted that I will have coffee before I have breakfast. I've done that for a while, I feel like, but the past month or so, it has not been sitting right with me. I've been getting so anxious and jittery. It doesn't help me get my work done. It just makes me feel really kind of like scatterbrained because I get really anxious. So I'm putting a lot more effort into making a smoothie before I leave the house. But yeah, I have not been enjoying that. On that same note, I feel like the past couple weeks, maybe it's daylight savings, maybe it's because I'm transitioning a couple career things right now, but I have felt just very scatterbrained. At the end of every day, I feel like there's still so much more to do and that I could have structured my day better than I did, and I really don't like that feeling. And I think this is different from toxic productivity because I genuinely know that like I'm not formatting my day the right way for me, and I can get way more out of a day. But I really need to take some time to figure out what that looks like. And maybe, I don't know, we're getting to the time of the year where it's like, oh, I'll just do that in January, like top of a new year. But realistically, even tomorrow, I should just kind of step back and reevaluate how I'm spending my days and structuring my time, because it's just not working for me right now. Something else is I feel like I'm just spending too much time on my phone, especially when I'm in my apartment. I just gravitate to being on my phone and I hate it, and I want to spend less time on my phone. It is completely addicting, and I'm just not happy with that part of myself right now. And oh my God, the last thing. I've been so bad at keeping receipts recently, and I've needed to return so many things and I've thrown the receipts away, or I just lose track of them, and it drives me insane because I feel like I'm wasting so much money. I just need to start giving places my email, which I don't really want to do, but clearly I cannot be responsible with a paper receipt. But again, that kind of goes into this whole thing where like I just feel like I've been so scatterbrained and disorganized recently. I don't know where anything is, even though I live in a tiny studio apartment. Like, where are things going? So anyways, I hate to leave you guys on this note of things that are making my life worse, but I do feel like we got through a lot of things that have made my life better and that have brought me joy recently. I think it's really important, especially before heading into the holidays, to just take count of the things that we are grateful for that are very personal to us and just little moments throughout our day that bring us happiness and love. And if I can leave you with one thing, it would be to try to go on a walk without any technology or phone or music. That's what brings me the most joy and has consistently over the past couple of years. And I'm sorry it took so long to talk about that. And yeah, I'm sending you guys so much love. I know that the holiday season can be stressful, or you feel like there's a lot of comparison to other people, other families, but just know that I love you so much. Use journaling as a tool. You don't need to get my journal, just like any paper that's lying around. I think using that as kind of a meditation and just writing things out is always really helpful. I love you guys so much. I don't think I'm gonna hit my 12 episode goal for this year. What am I at now? I think I'm at like 8. I hope it's 8. I don't even know. We'll try to get a couple more episodes in before the end of the year. Thank you so much for supporting Working Title. It means the world to me. Hit subscribe so the next random time I drop an episode, you will be notified. Bye, guys.